All right, strap yourselves in for this one. We're diving deep into SVS's brand new 17 Ultra Revolution subwoofers. You sent in articles, videos, even forum threads, so you're obviously wondering if this is it, right? The legendary Endgame sub, the one that transforms your home theater into a full-on action movie experience.
You know, it's really interesting. SVS didn't just, like, tweak things here. They went all out and completely redesigned everything. The driver, the amp, the DSP. It's as if they said, let's push the limits of physics for bass performance.
So more than just a new look then. Let's get into the nitty-gritty. You mentioned a 17-inch driver. What's the big deal with that?
Well, it's got a dual 8-inch voice coil, a first in a consumer subwoofer. Think of it like this. Most big subs have one voice coil moving the cone, but when you push those hard, they can flex and distort, and you get that muddy bass. The dual voice coils here give you incredible control and precision, like two super strong hands guiding that massive cone perfectly.
Okay, I like that visual. So we're talking super precise, clean bass, even at crazy volumes. Speaking of volume, let's talk about the amp. 2,800 watts. That's enough to power a small concert. How does this thing even work on a normal home circuit?
Yeah, a lot of people are asking that. It's kind of like engineering magic, honestly. The 17 Ultra has built-in power factor correction and line conditioning. Think of it as a mini power plant inside the subwoofer. It keeps the power clean and stable for the amp, no matter how good or bad the electricity is in your house.
So I can crank this up without the lights dimming or the breaker tripping. Nice. But here's the thing. A lot of people think huge subwoofers equal boomy, slow, muddy bass. Did SVS address that at all?
Oh, absolutely. SVS designed the 17 Ultra not just for power, but for accuracy and how fast it responds. They want you to feel those explosions, but also hear the details of music.
Okay, so it's not just about shaking the house. It's about reproducing all the nuances with crazy precision. Mm. How they manage that?
One big factor is the crazy advanced DSP they put in. It runs at 295 megahertz. That's more powerful than some dedicated home theater processors. It gives them super precise control over the sub's output and really sophisticated room correction, too.
So, monster driver, a powerhouse amp, and a brain that's smarter than some entire home theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's talk about the two flavors of the 17 Ultra, the ported PV17 and the sealed SB17. What's the story with ported versus sealed? That's like the classic subwoofer debate, isn't it?
It is classic, and for good reason. The choice depends on what matters to you in your listening space. Ported subs, like the PD17, they're known for hitting harder and deeper. They use a port, basically a tuned tube, to get more out of the subwoofer. But ports, sometimes you can get a bit of that boominess.
Right, so that's where the sealed SB17 comes in.
Yeah.
All about tight, accurate bass, yeah.
Exactly. The sealed design means the sound is more controlled and precise, especially in those mid-bass frequencies. Makes it great for music lovers who want that accuracy and detail.
So if you want that punchy, tight, super accurate bass, SB17 could be the way to go. With the PB17, you get a ton of flexibility. You mentioned adjustable ports.
Yeah, that's what makes the PB17 really cool. Three ports, you can plug or unplug them to change how the sub sounds. Standard tuning extended for deeper bass, or plug them all for a sealed box sound. It's like having three subs in one.
That's pretty awesome. So the PB17 lets you tweak and fine-tune the bass to your liking.
And that's just the start. We haven't even talked about the Auto Room EQ feature SVS is working on.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
So they're putting it in their phone app. It uses your phone's mic to analyze the room and automatically adjusts the sub for the best, most balanced bass. No more meeting expensive gear or spending hours messing with settings. It's a big deal for making high-end audio easier for everyone.
Okay, that's impressive. So we've got a beast of a sub, but now the question everyone's thinking, how does it compare to the legendary JTR Captivator subs? Those are like the gold standard for a lot of home theater fans.
Mm.
Is the SVS 17 Ultra really a contender?
That's the big question, isn't it? It's like comparing a Ferrari to a Lamborghini. Both amazing machines with their own strength and diehard fans.
All right, let's break it down then. What are the key differences?
From what I've seen, JTR is all about building subs that can just crank out insane volume, like dedicated home theaters where you just want to feel the room shake. They're built for pure power, pushing things to the limit. SVS, they're trying to balance output, how musical it sounds, and price.
So if you're all about volume and rattling your teeth, JTR might be the way to go. But for most people who want power, accuracy, and a good price, the SVS 17 Ultra seems of a solid choice.
And don't forget, SVS has those app controls and the upcoming Auto EQ. Those can make a big difference in how easy it is to set up and fine-tune the sub in your space.
Good point. Okay, before we move on, let's talk about that age-old question.
Yeah.
How many of these 17 Ultras do you actually need for perfectly balanced bass in a home theater? Is one enough? or do we need to double down?
You know, most audio experts will tell you that two subwoofers are ideal for that really balanced immersive bass in a home theater.
Why is that? It can't just be about more bass.
It's about how evenly the bass spreads throughout the room. Having two subs helps smooth out those peaks and nulls, those spots where the bass is either too loud or too quiet.
So two SVS 17 Ultras would be the dream, but do you need to start with two?
That's a good question. Starting with one SVS 17 Ultra and seeing how it performs in your room is totally reasonable. You can always add a second one later if you feel like you need more of that bass immersion.
Makes sense. Gives you a chance to experience the difference before committing to two subs.
Plus, every room is different, and the number of subs you need depends on the space, your listening habits, and of course, your budget.
And speaking of bass immersion, let's talk about low frequency extension.
Okay.
Those deep, rumbling bass notes you not only hear, but feel.
Right, that tactile sensation, the kind that makes you feel like you're in the action, not just watching it. So how low can these 17 Ultras actually go? Are we talking subterranean levels here? Well, SVS says the ported PB17 can hit an insane 11 hertz in extended mode. To put that in perspective, that's getting into infrasound territory. Frequencies so low, you feel them more than you hear them. The sealed SB17, it's not quite as deep, but still boasts an impressive 15 hertz extension.
Okay, so we're talking about bass that can actually move you.
Yeah.
But it's not just about hitting those crazy low notes, it's about doing it with power and control, right?
Absolutely. And that's where the 17 Ultra's design really shines. That massive driver, the super powerful amp, and that smart DSP we talked about. It all works together. You get these impactful, visceral bass notes that are also tight, articulate, and surprisingly detailed.
So it's not just a wall of low-frequency energy. It's like a nuanced soundscape that adds a whole new dimension to movies and music. This makes me think back to that whole endgame subwoofer question. We've talked power, accuracy, flexibility. But what about the overall frequency spectrum performance? How does the 17 Ultra handle everything from those deep, bone-rattling notes to the more subtle mid-bass frequencies?
Well, it all starts with that 17-inch driver. It can move a ton of air, which is key for those powerful, room-shaking bass notes. But here's the thing, it's also really light and rigid. So it can respond super fast to changes in the audio signal.
So it's not just a big, slow woofer that's only good for the lowest frequencies. It can handle those quick, punchy bass transients that are so important for music and sound effects too.
Exactly. And those dual 8-inch voice coils are crucial here. Having two coils precisely controlling the driver's movement means SVS has seriously reduced distortion and improved the accuracy and responsiveness across the entire frequency spectrum. You get the rumble, the punch, and everything in between.
It's like having a world-class athlete who's both super strong and incredibly agile. And with the DSP always monitoring and adjusting the output, it's like having a top-notch coach making sure the subwoofer stays at peak performance. So what does this mean for the listener? Someone sitting in their home theater, ready to be blown away.
It means you get a subwoofer that can truly handle anything. From the biggest explosions in an action movie to the subtle nuances of a double bass in a jazz recording, you experience the full spectrum of bass. From those deep, visceral rumbles you feel in your bones to the tight, punchy mid-bass that adds weight and impact to everything.
It's like getting the best of both worlds. The raw power of a ported sub combined with the accuracy and finesse of a sealed design. This really does sound like it could be that endgame subwoofer. But let's bring it back to that JTR Captivator comparison. You said earlier it's like comparing a Ferrari to a Lamborghini. Can you expand on that a bit? What kind of listener would be drawn to one over the other?
It comes down to priorities and taste. If you want the most extreme room pressurizing bass, the JTR Captivator might be for you. They're known for their insane output and ability to handle massive amounts of power, like those powerful muscle cars built for speed and adrenaline.
So the GTR is for the listener who wants to feel the bass in their chest to be completely enveloped by the sound. But what about the SVS 17 Ultra? Where does it fit in?
The SVS 17 Ultra, I think it's more like a finely tuned sports car. Still super powerful, but also agile, refined, and versatile. It's not just about brute force. It's about delivering a balanced, nuanced performance across the entire frequency range.
So the 17 Ultra is for the listener who wants both power and precision. They want to feel the rumble, but they also want to hear the details, the textures, the subtle things in the music.
Exactly. And don't forget about SVS's app controls and that Auto Room EQ. Those can be a big help, especially if you're not a total expert on setting up and calibrating subwoofers.
That's true. They've really tried to make a high-end sub that's user-friendly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked tech specs, performance comparisons, but what really matters is the experience, right? What kind of wow moments can someone expect from the SVS 17 Ultra? What will make them say, this is truly special?
For me, it's when you hear a familiar song or watch a favorite movie scene, and it's like you're experiencing it for the first time. The bass is so deep, so rich, so textured, it adds a whole new layer of emotion and impact.
Like seeing the world in high definition for the first time, or tasting a perfectly prepared dish after years of bland meals. It opens up your senses to a whole new level of detail and nuance.
Yeah, and it's not just about those audiophile moments. It's about feeling the bass viscerally, having it move you. Like when an explosion in an action movie rumbles through your whole body, or that driving bass line in a song that makes you want to get up and dance.
So we've covered the technical side, the comparisons, the subjective experience. But there's one more thing we need to talk about. Integrating the SVS 17 Ultra into a home theater setup. We touched on the benefits of dual subwoofers, but let's dive a bit deeper.
You know, it's amazing how much subwoofer placement affects the sound. It's not just about having enough bass, it's about spreading it evenly.
Right, because uneven bass response can cause all kinds of problems. Muddy sound, boomy spots, areas where the bass seems to disappear.
Exactly. And that's where dual subwoofers really excel. Placing two subs strategically in your room can smooth out those peaks and nulls in the bass response, creating a more consistent and immersive soundstage.
So we're talking about getting rid of those annoying dead spots and creating a truly enveloping bass experience where every seat is the sweet spot.
Exactly. And with the SVS 17 Ultra's Auto Room EQ, getting that perfect balance will be even easier.
Like having a virtual sound engineer fine-tuning your system for the best listening experience.
Yeah.
But let's be real, not everyone have the space or the budget for two subs. What would you say to someone who's starting with just one SVS 17 Ultra?
Well, first, experiment with placement. Don't just put it in a corner and forget about it. Move it around. Listen to how the bass changes in different parts of the room. Find the spot that gives you the most balanced and enjoyable sound.
So it's all about finding that sweet spot, the perfect location where the sub works best with your speakers and the room.
Yeah.
What about those who are still deciding if the SVS 17 Ultra is right for them? What would you say to convince them to go for it?
I'd say this, the SVS 17 Ultra shows just how far subwoofer technology has come. It's the result of years of research, innovation, and a real passion for great audio.
It's a statement piece, a game changer, a subwoofer that redefines what's possible in a home theater.
And if you really appreciate quality sound, if you want to feel the full emotional and visceral impact of movies and music, then the 17 Ultra is worth a serious listen.
It's an investment in your entertainment. An upgrade that will take your listening experience to a whole new level.
It's amazing. We're right. Talking about the SVS 17 Ultra, all this power, the precision, how it can actually move you, like physically and emotionally. It makes me think about what this means for the creative side of things.
What do you mean?
Like, think about the sound designers, the musicians who can now work with this level of bass. It's like giving them a whole new set of tools.
Ah, I see what you're saying. They've been limited by what subwoofers could do for so long. They had to hold back, knowing most home theaters couldn't handle the full power of their work.
Yeah, exactly. But with the 17 Ultra, those limits are gone. It's bringing those deep, powerful rumbles that used to be stuck in studios and fancy cinemas into people's homes. So is this the sub that sound designers have always wanted? Could it change how movies are made, how music is mixed? Could it bring us a new era of truly immersive audio?
I think it could, definitely. Think about those huge action movies, sci-fi films, thrillers. What if the sound designers could finally let loose, knowing home theaters can keep up? It could completely change how we experience those films.
And it's not just movies. Music production, live concerts, video games, so many possibilities opening up.
It's almost like a new art form is being born. One that uses all this new tech to create audio experiences that are totally immersive and engaging.
And it makes you wonder, what will artists and sound designers do with this? How will we experience sound and music as this technology gets better and more affordable? It's pretty crazy to think about.
It really is. As we wrap up our deep dive into the SVS 17 Ultra Revolution series, I think it's clear that this subwoofer is a game changer. It's pushing the limits, not just in how it performs, but in what it lets creators do.
It shows how dedicated SVS is to innovation, how much they care about great audio. They're making products that really change how we listen.
So to everyone listening, keep exploring the world of audio. Don't be afraid to experiment, to try new things, to find those moments that make this so much fun.
And remember, it's about the journey, not just the destination. Keep an open mind, embrace the possibilities, and keep listening.
Well said. Until next time, may your bass be deep, your sound be clear, and your listening experiences be amazing.